I am fairly certain the vast majority of you are pretty sick and tired of the politics surrounding the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. It's hard to speak on the topic without getting political. The reason is it is political. King versus Burwell, the most recent of many challenges to Obamacare, was heard by the U.S. Supreme Court on March 4th, and they are expected to rule on this case in June. Hi, I'm Ed Galick, a life and health insurance broker and founder of PSI Consultants, located in Glen Rock, New Jersey. We have specialized in personal insurance and company-sponsored health benefits since 1985. Four families in Virginia, the plaintiffs known as King, filed a lawsuit which made it to the U.S. Supreme Court. They argued that Congress intentionally restricted payments of subsidies to state exchanges to induce each state into setting up their own exchange. The Obamacare legislation includes very clear language that subsidies are available to those enrolled in through an exchange established by the state. This phrase is restated in nine different locations of the law. The government, the defendant known as Burwell, or Sylvia Burwell, the Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services, argued that the law intends for federal exchanges to be treated identically to state exchanges, and therefore individuals that qualify are entitled to subsidies whether or not their respective state has set up their own. What happens if the U.S. Supreme Court rules in favor of King is anyone's guess, but it certainly has those taking advantage of the subsidies from federally established exchanges sweating this one out. To contact us and learn more, please visit our website at psi-consultants.com.